There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our closest allies in the region no longer trust us that they wait a matter of a few hours before beginning a major military operation. I've heard this from their leaders on many occasions, and now we have seen it translated in to unilateral, when I say unilateral, non-American participation, major conflict. I understand why these countries, led by Saudi Arabia, did not notify us nor seek our coordination or assistance in this effort. And that is because they believe that we are siding with Iran. A Middle Eastern head of one of the Gulf countries told me, and I quote him, "We believe that it is more dangerous to be a friend of America's than an enemy." But the Saudis did the right thing. The Saudis and their allies did the right thing. We cannot allow Iran to proceed unimpeded and exert Persian domination throughout the region.
The senator from Arizona has spoken. John McCain taking a few swipes at the prez for his foreign policy that led to the turmoil in Yemen, meaning not led to it necessarily, but is part and parcel what's just allowed to go on, what flies. And that's what we're talking about in this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Republicans, besides McCain, blame the prez for his foreign policy and what happened in Yemen in a roundabout way. Even the South Carolina senator, Lindsey Graham, said that the bloodshed has become so common with all these factions in the area that in the end he just said, God help us all. God help us all, because how does this drag to the United States? The lone wolf terrorist, always the big concern, because really tough in some cases to trace them. So it's not simply a matter of, well, why can't we figure this out? We can, but it's going to take serious backbonage. Serious. Graham said at a news conference, we're on the verge of a full-scale proxy war in Yemen between Iran and Sunni Arab states that could spill over into Syria, Iraq, Bahrain, Libya, Lebanon, Jordan, you get it. Graham is considering a White House run in 2016, was joined by two other members of the Senate Armed Services Committee that includes John McCain, who you heard there. Wow. And will he actually run is one thing. But this crazy, what do you call it, this crazy vacuum caused by the failures to lead the Middle East is now pushed further into motion, a calamity that could result in bloodletting between the Sunnis and the Shias that we haven't seen in 1,000 years. And the Arab coalition would be in it for them to stop in Yemen. And then Iran would most likely just pull back, because what would they do? They would pull back. It wouldn't make any sense otherwise, if that was the case. Yemen is the biggest hornet's nest. Biggest hornet's nest. And the rebel leader spoke out against what's happening and said, Yemenis won't accept such humiliation. They won't accept it. Calling the Saudis stupid and evil. Stupid and evil for what they say they're doing. In the meantime, the Yemeni president, who's backed by the Obama administration, has suddenly popped back up again after leaving the country as the rebels abandoned in the southern part of the Aden late in the day. So Iran, dealing with Iran, considering what is fair and what is the line in the sand, it's difficult. It's difficult because of the way things shift so much. And now the United States evacuated about 100 troops and special forces, commandos really, in a sense, from an air base in Aden over the weekend after a nearby city was seized. So the Sunni-Shia fighting will be incredibly intense. It's not something we didn't know, but it will be incredibly personal and definitely intense. Definitely intense. So we move to the policies in Yemen and all their turmoil, to the psychological turmoil, the damage that I think is so tough to repair when you lose a child or a family member, especially to something unexplained and tragic. Absolutely tragic. And speaking of beyond what sometimes we can comprehend, the flight that crashed in the French Alps. Who knew this was going to happen? Who knew that so many different people would be on that plane, so many different nationalities, that the cockpit would be the cause again, only from being locked on the inside, so that the captain, once he left, could not get back in? And the theory is, and they're still trying to prove it, that this was a suicide deal. A suicide that took out all those people. Oh, too many, 150. 150. Not much you can do there. But definitely, in a sense, a death knell for response time, especially. Especially response time. This one story that has been kind of just lingering around is what happens when you have a blast that collapses several buildings in New York's East Village. Well, you have pandemonium and chaos that just spreads like wildfire. And it's tough, tough, tough to put out. So these injuries, the buildings collapsed after there was a blast at New York's East Village. And inspectors from the gas company came out, and they realized a little more than an hour before the fire had injured 19 people, four critically. They were talking about redoing some things. They were talking about redoing some things. So it's about explanation. It's about the why. It's about going back in and trying to see with every image what they could see, and they're trying to do that. They're trying to do that. And you think of busy kind of in the afternoon, East Village late in the day, and then you have a bomb that goes off. Some people are injured almost right away. And at least nobody was trapped, they don't think so anyway, in the two collapsed buildings. But I just want you to picture in your mind, you're walking down the street in New York City, you got your cup of overpriced coffee, you're struggling with some books and things in your hand, and you get an incredible nugget of information, but an incredible nugget of information that says, oh, you don't want to go up to that building, even if you got to run in and get something, because these buildings are going to be leveled. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. The big story that people are talking about is Lufthansa. There was three Americans on that flight. Very sad, sad story. Because you have a young girl on the flight, not even 25 years old, and you had the co-pilot who locked out the pilot. We just explained some of the details. As I said, the airline itself at a loss for words as to why did this happen, and I say this all the time. What is the thing that we hate? Well, most of us hate more than anything in life. It's being blindsided. That's a part of life. But the why. Why did this guy have to do it? Why did he have to destroy all those lives? What was so wrong in his life? Young, attractive, seemingly affable guy that decides it's one thing to say, I'm going to kill myself and devastate your family and the people close to you. It's another thing to take 150 souls with you who were simply on a flight from Spain to Dusseldorf. Ugh, and then the personal stories come out. I can't even read the personal stories. It reminds me of 9/11 and all the stories of people. Oh, I got on the plane and there was a little girl and it was her first time. Ugh, it's terrible. And so three Americans perish in that flight and so many others, countless others, not to diminish any loss of life on that flight. So the CEO, who is, as I said, really struggling to make sense of it, Carsten Spohr, had this to say through a translator so you could understand it in English.
And so all of the medical tests, but also all flight examinations and checks, and it was successful in doing so. He was fit for flying without any restrictions. His performance was without any criticism, nothing at all was striking. In a company like ours, where we are so proud of our selection criteria, our safety criteria, etc., this is even more of a shock than it is for us and the general public. A few hours after having heard this, we can only speculate on what has been the motivation, what might have been the motivation of the co-pilot.
All right, and so you know, to clear this up, I talked to a couple of pilots today, and the cockpit doors can be opened from the outside with a code, because that's some new regulations that came into effect after September 11th, the attacks here in the United States. But the code can be overridden from inside the cockpit so that you can't open the door. It makes it so that you can't penetrate it. And what was the reason for that? So you wouldn't have an attacker come in and take out the plane like we saw happen in 9/11. 72 Germans were killed in this one. And the number of Spanish victims is 51. And then from other countries, I mentioned the three Americans. There was somebody from Israel and Japan and whatnot. And here's what's interesting. Because of that idea of, and you never, I think when you lose somebody, the grief is always somewhere around. But you never, I don't think you ever fully close the circle. But to at least have some semblance of that, the airline felt, okay, we need to have the families of the victims. They're being flown to Marseille, on Thursday, and then they're going to be taken up to the zone close to where the crash site is. They have chapels that they prepared for them, so they've got a view of the mountain where their relatives died. And I guess psychologists say, with nothing to bury, just a bunch of debris. They don't even know what they're going to find in the debris. I mean, because it exploded in a quadrillion pieces, that at least they could see, okay, this is it. This is what happened. Here's the crash site. Although in one way, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but that seems equally as horrific to just see debris everywhere, look at it and say, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, what happened. So there'll be more that may come out of this. They took the computer, they went through his house and just had bags and bags of things that they carted away. And who knows if there'll be something else that will come to light as a result of that. And maybe there will be. Maybe there'll be some answer, something that was unforeseen. At this point, who knows? This is a follow-up to what I'll come back around to when we check the mailbag. And we're doing that in our next segment, by the way. And at the tail end of the hour, so you have a little bit of a menu, dumb things. And in the mailbag, overwhelmingly, there were so many dumb things, but there were also a lot of thoughts on Bo Bergdahl and whether or not he should have an honorable discharge. So those in his platoon are saying, and there was a New York Times article about it, saying that, suggesting that the Army might even have an honorable discharge, even if he's convicted of desertion and misbehavior. Because remember, that's the other charge we keep forgetting to remember or mention, before the enemy. Two of Bergdahl's platoon mates were on Fox today, and they were on Megyn Kelly's show. I happened to catch that. And they said that it would be an insult to anyone who served honorably to have that happen, that it's even more of a slap in the face. It's spitting in the face of every single service member, whether it's Marines, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, whatever. And they also said, one of them also said, that the thing about what happened here with Bergdahl is that you feel bad, you feel compassionate as a human that happened to another American, but at the same time, if you wouldn't have deserted and turned your back on your fellow comrades, then you wouldn't be in the predicament in the first place. And that's what Cody Full said. You know, you go to Afghanistan, you serve again and again, Iraq, whatever it is, and people that are just legging it out. They do their job, they come home, and they're missing a limb, they are missing comrades, they were in horrific accidents, and, there you go. But the Times story did report from members of the military an honorable discharge is not a small matter, and getting one can hinder not only the person's job prospects, but the entirety of how a service person gets back into his or her career. So there's a lot of backlash over that. There was a ton of backlash on Twitter. And so eventually when the Times, it just goes to show you, when they went to put the online version of it, they took that paragraph out, the whole explaining about dishonorable discharge and honorable discharge. And the Times, when they were asked about it, said that they routinely edit for space. Yeah, right, whatever. There was so much of a backlash, so much of an outcry, they succumbed to it. That's what happened. I mean, they succumbed, right? So when you look at what happened to Bergdahl, it's awful. But as one of his platoon members said, here's the thing. If he didn't desert, that doesn't happen. And we don't have people that are also killed trying to find him. And see, that's the other part of this. If nobody was killed, I don't know, would it come out the same way? Would that investigation be turned over that way? And will we be talking about what's going to happen to him? Will we be talking about desertion? Maybe not. Maybe that would be... That wouldn't even be part of what was being discussed. But dropping your weapon, dropping your armor, and just walking off in the middle of a war, yeah. And how the military handles it could affect how other people in similar situations where something's going on and maybe they get irrational, maybe they're exhausted, maybe they can't handle it, whatever, could do the very same thing. And certainly there have been deserters in plenty of our wars. But this is particularly nasty because of the search for him and the people who lost their lives. All right, you have thoughts on that still? Also on the plane crash and a few other things as well. We're going to hit the mailbag next.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tonight, remember, you can always hit us up on the show by going to the website. Hook up on Facebook, on Twitter as well. Many of you flooding the mailbag once again. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Bubba, who says, Kate, what did you think of what happened in the games tonight in the NCAA? Well, I'd have to say the Wisconsin win, the Arizona win, and the Notre Dame win were huge. And Kentucky was just a layup over West Virginia. It wasn't even a contest from the beginning. They were blowing them out. The announcers were looking for anything to talk about because it was such a snore fest. I'll tell you, Kentucky's winning this whole thing. I mean, I don't see who gets in their way. I don't see who gets in their way. The team of destiny will have 40 wins in the end. I'd be surprised if anyone knocks them off. All right, this one from Jack, who says, yo, Kate, unbelievable, this plane crash in the Alps. I feel for those families who had friends and husbands, wives, and others on that flight, it seems like such an easy flight, an easy transition from Spain to Dusseldorf. And who would think, of all places, this is what's going to happen to you on the plane? And, of course, taking the coward's way out and taking people down with him, shame on that co-pilot, but shame is not even strong enough of a word. However, yours is a clean show, and I'm not allowed to really overly express myself, or the FCC will rain down on you and maybe me. No, be me. Well, it's what I said before. What you look at the picture, you see him posing at the Golden Gate Bridge, he's attractive young guy, he's a co-pilot, he's not even 30 years old. But who knows what's ticking in someone's head? Who knows what his life experience was? We don't know. And do we know that there's not something else tied to this? The answer is no. That's why they have the computers. That's why they went through his house. That's why they're trying to figure out what else could there be something else? What's the explanation? It's the hardest thing to grapple with. I've said this now probably 10 times already. Figuring out why. Why would somebody do this? It's one thing to take your own life, if that in fact is what happened here, but to take young people down, to take people who others rely on, to end their life, cut it short that way, is it's heinous. It's evil. It is. It goes beyond. All right, this one from Jim, and Jim says, Kate, the flight that never made it is very reminiscent to me, I suppose, of that day in 9/11. It was one plane, and it doesn't look as though it's a terrorist attack. It looks like it is the work of somebody who wanted to kill themselves, but it is equally horrifying to see the plane, to see the pieces, and there's nothing you really see other than debris. How would you like to be the person at that airline who had to make those calls to the families? No, I would not want to be one of those people who made the calls to the families, because, I mean, you're literally breaking the worst news of their life, maybe. Certainly one of them, it would rank up there no matter who it was, because you did have young people, you did have married people, you had one spouse, you had all kinds of family relationships that you can imagine. Terrible. All right, how about this one from Duke, who says, Cade, what do you think of Iran really beefing things up in the waters during all of this nuke conversation? Well, that's what they do. They want to shake some people up. So what do you do when you want to shake people up? You throw a bunch of boats out there, and that's what's happening. Somehow, Iran has one of the biggest naval fleets on Earth, despite all the crazy sanctions over the years that have cut short their ability to power by weapons. They still have a ton of boats. A ton of them. And you see so many things that Iran has done, and I say this, they're on my evildoers list, sorry. They're in the top five. They're in the top two. See, if John Kerry, who flew off to Switzerland for this, hey, take it or make it or break it or whatever, but we got to do this thing. And we got that deadline. I mean, are you kidding me? So Iran is showing, hey, listen, here we are. You want to negotiate, we want to negotiate, and we're showing you our presence, just so you know we're here. Right, here's one from Jesus, who says, Hello, Ms. Delaney, I listen to the show a lot. I want to say, as a Hispanic male, that my family worked so hard to get American citizenship to come to the United States. We did not enter in illegally, but because of my name, often people try to put me in that box, and I resent it. Not everybody with a Hispanic name is on board with the president's executive action, and I will raise my hand and tell you, no mas. I'm not one of those. I think of the other people who are waiting in line who are desperate to get to the United States, and there has to be a better way. It has become an unbelievable nightmare for anybody in a border state, but just about anyone else who has to deal with an overpopulated area. A lot of regulations being broken, a lot of promises and commitments being torn in half, and just some darn sad situations. Yeah, it's the hot potatoes, I say. Nobody wants to touch it. Let's just keep passing it around until eventually it drops and we have no choice but to deal with our horrific immigration problem because we're overrun in schools, in hospitals sometimes. Who pays for all of that? The answer is all of us pay. All of us pay, and we still don't have a path to anything. Nothing. Nothing. That's not good. It's one thing to foot the bill. You don't even know what you foot the bill for. And it's so far behind, I suppose, they don't really want to tell you what you're footing the bill for. I suppose that's what that's about. I suppose. How about this one from Colin? Colin says, "Hey, Kate, did you see what happened in New York City? As somebody who, I know you've traveled there and have mentioned family, I couldn't believe it. I was on the internet at work, and I saw this video streaming of a terrible fire at a building where it looked almost like it imploded. Well, it almost did implode. There were 19 people who were injured, Colin knows this, four of them critically. There was an explosion, a seven alarm fire, which is huge, destroyed the apartment building, burned three other structures in the East Village. And they think it's a gas explosion caused by plumbing and gas work in the building that collapsed. That's what it was. So construction crews accidentally hit a gas main. Boy, is that the worst four words strung together? Hit a gas main. And it happens. A lot of times it happens and nobody's there or around. But when someone's there, oh, disaster. I mean, absolutely disaster. So the gas company immediately sends out a plumber to connect to a gas service, and inspectors check on the meter installation an hour before they had done that. Oh, so because this is what happened. They sent them back out, but they had been doing work, and they had inspectors, and they had been there to check on a meter installation. But the work failed the inspection, partly because the space for the new meters wasn't big enough, and the inspector said gas couldn't be introduced to that part of the building. So you see, they failed. And then this thing happens. Oh, terrible. I mean, awful. And you've got, you know, how many people on those top floors? And smoke and fire and everything else pouring out of that building. I mean, absolutely just pouring out of the building. There was one guy that was quoted, and I saw him in a quick TV thing, where he was walking about two blocks away when he heard this loud roar that sounded like a building had collapsed, and lo and behold, it was his building that was on fire. He said he could see the flames on the roof, and they kept getting higher, maybe 50 feet in the air. Wow. Then there was a freelance photographer who ran to the buildings. He heard the explosion in his apartment a block and a half away, and flames were spreading and all over one of the buildings, first floor. So, crazy. People were trying to help other people, and that's the cool thing about that. But, you know, with the fire escape, there was a woman scrambling down the fire escape, and she stopped on the second floor. She couldn't go further. Passersby climbed up to help her get her down. That was great. So there were some people helping other people, but what a awful thing to witness. I mean, to maybe just merely avoid, and that's what happened. And that was because of a main that was hit. Oh, dumb things. We need some levity next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, we're going to zig and zag in a different direction here at the tail end of this hour. If you've ever locked your keys in the car, forgot to turn off the oven, or did something equally as dumb, then you're going to love this next segment. It's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
You're going to love this first one out of the gate. Hal in New Mexico says, "Hey, girl, I got a good one for you. I don't think anybody has ever written you an email like this one. So I was trying to impress my girlfriend, now wife. I took her to the Grand Canyon. Oh, its majesty. It was incredible. The beauty. She was so happy to be with me and thought the place was so enchanting. Then we decided we were going to ride horses on the top shelf of the canyon. I think you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, how romantic. Sunset and all of that. One thing about this romantic ride on a nag was that my girlfriend, now wife, was kind of iffy on horses. I convinced her they're gentle, fabulous creatures, and I would be there anyway. So all of our tack is put on the horse. And as somebody who's ridden horses their whole life, I get it. It's no problem. I say, we can help you. Don't worry about it. She gets on the horse. And, of course, it's Western style and has a horn and all that. But, unfortunately, as we start to move along, her saddle was not put on tightly. And she slants to the side and collapses off the horse as I watch from behind her. In shock. Eventually, what I could do is get off the horse and help, but I didn't score any big points, Kate, let's put it that way. And I say it was a dumb thing because she was iffy on horses. I shouldn't have taken her, and for goodness sake, I should have checked to make sure that the equipment was on the horse correctly. Oh, nobody has ever ridden that one. That's pretty brutal. Yeah, and you got to have that saddle correctly affixed to the horse, because if it's not, I can picture that in my head. I've ridden horses, so I understand. That would be so awful. Oh, I would be so freaked out. If I was on that horse and you're in the canyon, so he's staying on the shelf, so that means they're there at the edge of the canyon. You know, you're on the canyon. Oh. No, 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 no. And I didn't even realize that. I guess they do that with horses, but I know they do it with donkeys. I know that people who have done that. Oh, that's not for me. No. All right, so we move on to this one. And this one is from Jonathan, who says, "Hi, Kay Delaney. You are just a delight. I hope this show explodes and becomes huge and you take over the night airwaves." So my dumb thing that I did was I left a frying pan on my stove, which was electric. Luckily, it wasn't on high. It was kind of in the middle, maybe a little bit low. So I was gone running a few errands. I came back to the house, oh, maybe 2 hours later, and luckily the house was still intact, but my pan had shriveled up like just a hunk of metal is what it looked like, and the smell in that house was overwhelming. It actually really scared me, but I was probably lucky because I wasn't gone for the whole day. I don't know what would have happened if I had been gone for the whole day. This one from Jumpin', who says, "Kate, have you ever pulled out of the garage, driven away, and had a sinking feeling that you did not close the garage?" Oh, yeah. Oh, I've driven back because my mind is somewhere else, and I think, oh, I can't. I've got to go back. I mean, Crime Watch would probably call me anyway if I was lucky, but I've done that. I've circled back around to check it. Yes, I understand that. I comprehend. So here's the deal, Kate. I left the garage door open. I was gone all day because I went fishing very early in the morning with one of my friends. It was a particularly nice day recently. We'd had terrible weather, but we got a weird break in the weather. So we went fishing. I was so excited. It had been so long. Didn't think anything about the house or anything. I was just having fun. And then when I got home, I realized my mistake. And the reason I realized my mistake is because lots of things were missing from my garage. Somebody else took advantage of the fact that I left the door open and I was missing bikes. I was missing a motorcycle helmet. I was missing tools. At first, I thought it was me just thinking it, but the more I moved around the garage, I realized, called the cops, filed a report. Of course, I left the garage open all day long. I'll never do that again. They have not recovered any of my stuff and have really no leads that I can tell of as to who went into my garage. Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, I mean, it's like an open window. You're just that's an invitation. If somebody had, and I guess it might depend on your neighborhood, too. I'm assuming this garage was in the back of the house, maybe, and it was covered. In other words, neighbors wouldn't maybe recognize it. Because if you have a garage in the front, it's tougher to do that. Although you could kind of, you could figure out a way, I'm sure, if somebody was casing the house. I mean, that's what's scary, the idea that someone could have cased the house. Or they were just randomly walking around and you gave them the open invitation. This one's from Sam, who says, I love dumb things. I've been thinking for a while about writing you about some of my dumb things. I have a big list. At first I thought I didn't have any. And then I sat down and I realized, oh no, I have several dumb things. Here's one that's pretty simple, but might have happened to other people. Pretty stupid simple. I was at SeaWorld in San Antonio, and I have a pair of really nice glasses, or had. I spent way too much for them, but I liked the way they looked. They felt good on my head. I don't need to give you more explanation other than I spent $250 on those glasses. And somehow I was posing for pictures, and I was a little high up, and I was kind of near the tank. And you know what happened next. No, I didn't fall in or anything weird didn't happen to me with anything that was in the tank, let's put it that way. But my glasses dumped in and over. There's no one in sight to say, hey, would you please go and fish out my glasses in that giant tank? So at first I just thought, well, you know what, we'll come back. By the time I came back, they said they had no glasses, didn't know what I was talking about, and said it would go so far deep into the tank that it would have to wait till somebody was diving and cleaning or feeding the fish. Needless to say, that was an expensive photo op. Yeah, a lot of crazy things happen when people are posing for pictures, sometimes worse, where somebody is killed. Somebody fell over Niagara Falls, somebody fell off El Capitan, nutty things, and all in the effort, all for the effort of getting this perfect picture. And it kind of points out what somebody said the other day to me, noticing with this whole cell phone thing, that we do want to capture moments. We do want to get things on tape. We do want to take selfies. We do want to take pictures. Great. But then in between, we are missing the moments because we're so busy trying to get those other things. So we're not paying attention to what's going on, and that's a mistake. That's a mistake, and it's a mistake that's been costly for some people, for sure. All right, terrific stuff. Everybody, good job sending me those dumb things. If you've done something dumb, explain it to me. It can be a simple explanation, and send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.